Democrat Party versus Christian Beliefs.
Can a Democrat be a Christian?
By Ray Pomper. The Shift. On the surface, the question of whether a Democrat Party member can be a Christian or not seems silly.
After all, politics and religion are separate and personal issues, right?
Well, it used to be. There was a time when the two main political parties in America had more in common than not.
In fact, if John F. Kennedy were alive today, one might very well clump him in with the Republican Party due to his strong Roman Catholic stance, his capitalist economic agenda, his tough stance on crime, and of course a mantra that reverberated throughout the nation. Don't ask what your country can do for you, but rather what you can do for your country. This is in stark contrast today when you have liberals who seem to want the government to do everything for them. You don't hear the Democrats quoting JFK anymore. Today there seems to be a radical shift in the Democrat Party that would mystify a blue dog Democrat. But first we have to identify what this shift is and what exactly is the agenda of the Democrat Party.
And how it differs from its conservative counterpart.
Today we hear key words in the Democrat Party that were non-existent a few years ago, like progressive. The professing Democrat hides behind this like a mask, but it's really a code word for radical left, or socialism. The word socialist is now becoming an acceptable title in the Democrat ranks today as more and more disillusioned Democrats enter the political arena and yes, even get elected, as we saw in the 2018 midterms by New York's 29-year-old socialist, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the youngest woman ever elected to Congress.
The liberal morality.
Let's examine some of the popular causes Democrats and their liberal socialist members support today.
1.
Same-sex marriage, why is this a problem for a true born-again Christian? Well, in order to conform to this way of thinking and stay in lockstep with the enlightened liberal elite, one must rebuke years of tradition and moral instruction given by the Judea, Christian God that Christians hold true, that is to say, marriage is between a man and a woman. Genesis 2:24 Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. After all, we must be inclusive, and if we don't allow a man to marry another man, we too that would just be immoral, the liberal would say. Just like God, they speak their own special version of morality into existence.
And you guessed it. They got the gay vote.
2. Abortion. I once knew a woman that said she believed abortion was an alternative to birth control.
Think about that for a minute and let that sink in. How cheap has human life become?
There was a time when another civilization called the Canaanites would sacrifice their own children to their god Baal, apparently their firstborn, to attain favor and prosperity. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God, for every abomination to the Lord, which he hateth, have they done unto their gods, for even their sons and their daughters they have burnt in the fire to their gods.
Deuteronomy 12:31.
In our modern society today, Baal is still being worshipped in one form or another.
The sacrifice of children in the form of unnecessary wholesale abortions is alive and well.
The unwillingness to accept moral responsibility for their actions, because of the inconvenience it imposes on their life, makes the unborn baby's right to life meaningless. In fact, as of this writing, liberal New York City just celebrated a recent law that allows child abortion up until birth. 3. Anti-Israel. Democrats, with a few exceptions, have become increasingly hostile toward Israel in recent years, and have instead opted to support surrounding Muslim organizations that hate the Jews and who even declare that Israel doesn't have a right to exist. While the Republican Party has become more pro-Israel recently, it's unclear whether the Democratic Party will be able to maintain a pro-Israel tilt. CNN. Politics analysis by Harry Enten. Tuesday, May 15, 2018. There is a danger in departing from the living God, and any nation that would disparage Israel can fall under a curse. Genesis 12:3 And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Political correctness, basically this is hypocrisy on steroids.
The liberal elite has determined for you what is correct and what is not. Any other opinion to the contrary is heresy. Morality has been redefined. What was once good is now bad, and what was bad is now good.
What was once sin is now just the delusions of old uneducated and superstitious men. Political correctness has invaded our homes with brainwashing media ads. It's invaded our schools, our traditions, and even our public restrooms, making it unsafe for women and children to be alone. The Ten Commandments, religious monuments, and even the cross are continually under attack by the liberal left.
They misuse the Constitution to promote an interpretation of the separation of church and state that was originally never intended by our founding fathers. So why would they do this? That brings us to the next topic. 4.
Socialism. Socialism by its nature is anti-Christian due to the fact that it contradicts the liberal socialist agenda. To socialists, suffering is caused by the unequal distribution of stuff, and salvation is achieved by the redistribution of stuff. There's no acknowledgement of spiritual issues.
There's just an assumption
that if everyone is given equal stuff, all the problems and in society will somehow dissolve.
The Christian Post.
July 2016. To socialists, all that really exists is the material world. In fact, Karl Marx, the father of socialism/communism, invented the notion of dialectical materialism, the belief that matter contains a creative power within itself. This enabled Marx to eliminate the need for a creator, essentially erasing the existence of anything non-material.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze 2016.
5.
Fake news, this is the same as being a liar.
Proverbs 12:22. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. Exodus 20:16. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful, and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Never let a good tragedy go to waste. This is their motto. And if there is no tragedy to be found, speak one into existence.
For example, January 2019. The Democrat-backed news media blasted a story over every news source you could think of in order to create a customized narrative. The narrative? A wild bunch of white racist Trump-supporting boys in Kentucky wearing Make America Great Again hats were taunting an American Native Indian and yelling,
"Build the wall." The truth? Not quite.
The red-faced media had to backtrack because the real media investigated the video that wasn't aired.
That's right. Omitted.
The truth is that these kids were a Catholic group waiting for their bus.
The American Native activist beating his drum approached the group
and stood there. There were also black men who identified themselves as Hebrew Israelites, preaching their beliefs and shouting racially combative comments at the Native Americans and the students, according to witnesses and video on social media.
New York Times.
This has been typical fake news reporting by the MSM since 2016.
The reason?
Since 2016, a president was elected named Donald Trump, and he stands in the way of the agenda. Even at the expense of innocent children, there is no road too low that the socialist Democrat won't travel. In 2020, we had an admitted socialist running for president in the Democrat Party named Bernie Sanders, a U.S. senator from Vermont. The same guy that took a 10-day honeymoon in the communist Soviet Union in 1988 appears to be the front-runner for the Democrat Party. Another top contender for the Democrat Party was a guy named Pete Buttigieg, mayor of South Bend, Indiana, a gay candidate who kisses his husband on stage. "Well, I am in a faithful, loving, committed marriage.
I'm proud of my marriage.
And I'm proud of my husband, Buttigieg, who is running for the Democratic presidential nomination," said on Fox News Sunday. This is the same guy that tries to give his competitors moral criticism.
"I am in a faithful, loving and committed marriage. I'm proud of my marriage, and I'm proud of my husband.
And I'm not going to be lectured on family values from the likes of Rush Limbaugh or anybody who supports Donald J. Trump as the moral political leader of the United States," Buttigieg responded.
Fox News Sunday. Romans 1:27.
"And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet."
Leviticus 18:22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind, as with womankind, it is abomination. Leviticus 20:13.
If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. There are other Democrat presidential candidates here that could be mentioned for their less than legitimate claims or campaign promises, but the point here is the misguided moral compass that is the new standard of the Democrat Party. So in conclusion, can a Democrat in today's political correct America be a born-again Christian today?
According to the left-wing liberal, so-called progressive party, morality is whatever you say it is. But according to the Word of God, not so much.